Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Tet Zayin. The Gemara starts before on Tetzvav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Zor Minolon. How do we know that Zor, which is mentioned in the Mishnah between the Psulim of Kol HaZvachim, Shekiblu Domon Zor, Oinen Tvulyoim, the Gemara looks from Makarius and the Psukim, that these Psuli Avida are not just people that they're not allowed to do the Avida in the Beis HaMikdash, but if they were Oved in the Beis HaMikdash, they're also Michalal the Avida. Says the Gemara, what's the Makari of Azar? The Gemara brings Psukim from the Abel Arme Bon of Lemur, or later on the Gemara is going to say from the Kalvo Chayma. Rebbe Kveiga in Mishnais, over here in Toysas, Rebbe Kveiga on our Mishnah, asks a very Soitis Digishaila, on Bichlal, on all these psule avoida, which the Gemara looks for a reason, for a makori in the Torah, to tell us that they also mechalal the avoida. Ask Rebbe Kveiga, we know there's a very famous machlokes at the beginning of Tmura between Abaya and Rava, kol milsa the ovid rachmona loy savid, I ovid loy mahani. Rava says that anything which the Torah tells us do not do, if a person goes ahead and does do it, loy mahani, he has no effect, his avoida, his maisa does not work. Abaya holds the ovid mahani, but Rava's shita is, kol milsa the ovid rachmona loy savid, I ovid loy mahani. So ask Rebbe Kveiga, according to shita's Rava, who holds the ovid loy mahani, over here, since the Zohar and other Psulei Avoida are not allowed to do Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah says, Loi Savid, why do we need another Makori to tell us that if they were even in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mechal Avoida, the Avoida is possible? L'chayu, of course the Avoida is possible because of this Klal of Kol Milsa, the Ovid Achman Loi Savid, the Ovid Loi Mahani. Why can we not apply the Klal of the Ovid Loi Mahani other places in Shas in our Sugya of Chilul Avoida? So he said this to Kash, which Rebbe Kveiga asks, and we'll see later on, there's many Tirutzim given in the Klalim of the Ovid Loi Mahani. But before we go into the Klal of the Ovid Loi Mahani, Rebbe Kveiga, in his first Teretz, says, Avoy Yisaydus Tiga Teretz, Benegea, our Sugis of Psule Avoido. Says Rebbe Kveiga, that this Klal of the Ovid Loi Mahani is gonna tell us that since the Torah does not allow him to do the Avoido, to do the Kabbalah Sadam, to do the Elocha Sadam, therefore, if he does do it, loy mahani does not work, and his ke'ilu, he didn't do anything. His ke'ilu, the avoida was not done. And mamela, the korban, and the avoidas were not done in the korban, is going to be possible. But says Rebbe Kveiga, without an extra pasuk, telling us that these psule avoida are mechal the avoida, we would not know that the avoida itself is possible. We will only say that the avoida is ke'ilu, it wasn't done. But there's no pasless which is chal in the avoida. Says Rebbe Kveiga, therefore we need Psukim over here to tell us that these Psule Avoida are also Mechal the Avoida, and there's Bemis a passless Chal in the Avoida, and the Avoida is not just that it wasn't done, but the Avoida was done by Psul. And says Rebbe Kveiga, there's a big nafkamina. If the Avoida is just like it wasn't done at all, or the Avoida was done by passless. Because the Gemara says, Ba'avoidas Hiloche, the Gemara says before, Im Daftes Vav, the Hilocha, if it was done Shaloi Beregel, then Bemes, you can go back and do the Hilocha Kedin, the Hilocha Beregel. If the Hilocha wasn't done like it was supposed to be done, then the Hilocha is Efshel Sakno, and we can go back and do the Hilocha again. Mashain came by Hilocha Zar, if a Zar did the Hilocha Sadam to the Mizbeach, it's Mavur in the Gemara, Efshel Sakno. We can't be Mesakin the Avodas Hilocha with all the Mandomim before, which is a whole Sugi before in Daf Tes Vav. Says Rebbe Kveiga, the reason why Hilocha Zor is worse than Hilocha Shelo Beregel is only because there's a new drasha over here in the Pasuk telling us that Avoida which the Zor does is not just as if he didn't do it at all, but he did do it and he did it bipsul. And since there's a passless Chal in the Avoida, this does not allow us to redo the Avoida again bekashrus, since the Avoida was already done by Psul, and the Avoida Hilocha is Mavur in the Gemara, we always go after the first Hilocha, and therefore we can't do the Avoida again, because the Avoida was done by Psul. Mashin Kain, if not for these Psukim, for the Klal of the Ovid Loi Mahani, this wouldn't be enough to say the Avoida is possible. It's just like the Avoida wasn't done, and this will be like Hilocha Shelo Beregel, and Mamela will allow the Kohen to go ahead and do the Avoida Bekashrus, and the only reason why he can't is only because there's a new din that there's a avodah which was done by psul, which is learned out of this Gemara. So it says the Bekreger, the nafkamina of our psukim, which is mentioned now ahead, which we're going to learn the next few daf, is negate avodah seilocha, because avodah seilocha will not be enough for yavod leimahani. The etzem yisoid is also mavur in chedush agrach in b'chaim in the sefer and the Rambam peyik yud gimel ichus psul hamikdashim halachetes. B'chaim also in middle of his shtickle he says that hilocha bezor is worse off than hilocha shleber egel, since hazor is mechalul the avoda is possible. It's like B'kvege explains that if not for the psul of chilul avoda, there would be a possibility to go and do the avoda again, like we find by hilocha shleber egel. Al kaponim is mavur in B'kvege, and B'chaim explains also in the sefer that the yisoid hapsulim which are mentioned by us in the sugya is not just to dan the avoda, to look at the avoda like it wasn't done at all and keilu loy nase. No, the gedah is much more than that. The avoda was done, and it was done with psul, and there's a chilul avoda. The mikdash tovid in siman tesvav, he has a siman, he's mesupik bichlal on all the psule avoda. How to look at these psulim? Do we say that the psulim is just that telling us that the avoda, we don't look at the avoda as if it was done and keilu loy nase, or do we say much more that the avoda was done with psul? And he says that the chayyish vitolion atesis in menoches yud chesem at base by bila by menoches, and he says that there's a machlokes ushenim beemes whether this is taka the din that this psul avoda is a psul which is chal to pasul avoda was only keilu he didn't do it at all. And the b'kvega and the b'chaim they say that beemes the psul of chilul is beemes a pasus in the avoda. Now we said that b'kvega says in afkemina if it's a psul, or if it's only as if he didn't do it at all, then afkemina is like avidas hiloche. Other avidas is meisa non afkemina, because at the end of the day, if the avida wasn't done, the korban is possible because he didn't have the avida. This is only negeya to avida which we can redo again, like hiloche, which he could do again. And this avida, if it wasn't done at all, then we could do it again like hiloche shalibri egel. But since Hazar has a passless, mamela we can't do the avida again. But emes, there's other afkeminas also that chinim say, There's a nafkemina in the beginning of Menoches, Vov Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that komatz zor, if a zor takes a mincha and he does a maisa kmitza, then he can't go and put the soiles which he has in his hand back into the bisa and let a kohen go and do kmitza. Since the zor was komatz, if shelachse velikmitz. That's what the Gemara says in Menoches, that Vov Amid Aleph. The Marit in Kedushin, that Flamed Vov Amid Aleph says, the reason why Azar cannot put the soiles back into the kli is because Azar is mechalal avoda and the kmitza was done by psul. So this is also like we explained that the psul is not just a din that he keilu he didn't do anything and the kmitza wasn't done. Fakir, the kmitza was done, but it was done by psul. This is the seida din of chilal avoda and his nafkemina legabe kmitza, just like B'kvege says legabe hiloche kmitza also. If not for the passless, the Marit says a person with the Zahar will be able to put the koimetz back inside the kli, and the kohen will come ahead and do a new kmitza. The only reason why there's a passless and this eiv shelachzei velikmoitz is because there's a din beemes that the Zahar passes the avoda. Another nafkemina says the stipler in Kehilas Yaakov Simin Yud Gimel, an interesting nafkemina with the Tosefta at the beginning of Zvochim. The Tosefta says that what will happen in a case where we have a kosher and the posel who do the avoda together. They'll be mekabel the dam together, each in one hand, the yamin, and we'll have a kosher and a posel doing avoda together. Says the Tosefta, beginning of Zvochim, in kosher of a posel, they did the avoda together, the avoda is posel. And then it's mevuaz in the Gemara Shabbos, tzadik gimel amud beis, by Yemin and Smoil, that if you have Yemin and Smoil, even though the Smoil, Be'emes, Yemin also did the Avoida, says the Gemara, there's a Psul, Legabe Avoida, in the Beis HaMikdosh, if it's a Kosher and a Posel, we passel the Avoida. Says the Stipler, L'chere, we find other places, let's say in a Shechita of a normal Behemoth Chulin, the Shach says in Yerideya, Sima Beis, Sivkot and Lamed from the Izuria, and other people, the other Rishonim, that they hold that if a kosher person can shecht together with a goy, let's say he was posel shechita, you have a kosher and a posel who want to shecht the korban, and says the Izuria, since the kosher one is also shechting, and he's a yochel, and he could shecht, therefore the fact that you have someone next to him who is not allowed to shecht, and he's helping him with the shechita, does not posel the shechita. And the hezba is, they bring down for the marshal, who says in Chulin Simen Zayin, the hezba is, because the fact that there's a person who is apostle who's also doing the shechita does not take away from the fact that the avodah was done bekashrus. The fact that there's apostle there, we just ignore the apostle. We say that the apostle is kamisha einoi, and therefore the maisa is misyaches after the kosher, and there was a kosher shechita done. So says the stipler, what is b'emes the difference between a shechitas chulin and the avodah in a bais hamikdash, which we find mefurish in a tesefta, that the kosher and the apostle who do the avodah together, the avodah is apostle. Of here also we should say that since the kosher was doing the avodah, we should ignore the apostle. The apostle is k'mi shaloi naaseh, and we should look at the avodah that was done only biyad hakosher. And over here in the avodah in the bais hamikdash, we find a kosher and apostle together is apostle. Says the stipler, the hezbeh is, because b'emes in avodah in the bais hamikdash, which we have these psulei avodah, is not just that these psulim are kamisha einoi and they weren't yoitza, they weren't mekayim, the mitzvah of the avodah in the bais hamikdash. There's b'emes much more than that. The avodah was done with psul, and therefore they can't just ignore the person who's doing the avodah, and this passless which the apostle has through his ma'aseh avodah is chal, even if he's doing it together with a kosher. And this is the difference between shechitas cholin. Shechitas cholin is no poisel, there's no positive psul if the apostle does it, just ke'ilu, he didn't do a shechita. But over here, since the shechita was done together with the kosher, the shechita is a good shechita. Mash'ein kein psulei avodah, since the yisoid adin is not just to ignore him that he wasn't mekayim avodah, but it's a passless, therefore even if he does it together with someone else, it's also possible. So Akapodim, we said a few nafkimina, so Kveger says nafkimina of Eiloche, we said the Marit says nafkimina is legabe kmitza, the Stipler says nafkimina is if he does it together with a kosher also. These are the differences which the Achrinim explain are learnt from these psukim that the Zar and the other psulei avodah listed in our Mishnah are not just psulim that the avodah wasn't done bekashrus, but the emes, they do the avodah and they mechal the avodah, it's chal a chalois psul, and these are the nafkiminis whether there's a chalois psul being chal in these avodahs. And this is the teretz which the Kveger says to answer the kasha of Yavid Loi Mahani. Be'emes, in the geder of the psul, which we said, is chalin avodah, that's not just k'mish haloi naaseh, but it's be'emes, paslus, which is chal, the mikdash tovid, which we mentioned, the siman tesvav, he says that it could be the paslus, which the czar and the other psul avodah, which they avodah is possible, is not just a psul in avodah, it's also a psul in the korban. The whole korban becomes possible. Since they did the avodah, one of the avodahs which is needed for the korban, not just the avodah became possible, but the whole korban became possible. He brings raya's to this tzad that the pasles is also a psul korban, not just a psul in the avodah. But the stipler in Simen Yud Gimel, so to other achrin in Michas Avraham, they ask a kasha, a very strong question on this tzad of the Mikdash David. How can we say that someone who's a psul avodah, he's mechal of the avodah, he's also makes a psul in the korban. The chayyaz mefurish mishnah later on in daf lamed beis amid aleph by shechita that in yesh dam nefesh by shechita and kabbalah. The gemara says that if you shechted the behima and you mekabel the dam, and one of these psulim was mekabel the dam, in yesh dam nefesh yachze akosher v'yekabel. If there's still dam hanefesh, which can be yotza, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sadam, the avodah of Kabbalah Sadam, then yachzer hakosher v'yekabel, the kosher shall later on go and be mekabel adam again. Say, this asks the stipler, if we're going to say like the Mikdash David, that the paslus which is chal in our sugya is not just a psul in avodah, but it's a psul in the korban, then there'll be no way we'll be allowed to go and do this avodah again, the avodah sakabbalah again, because the korban already became possible. Says Muchach in his Mishnah that there's no tzad to say that the korban is possible. Maximum we can say is the avodas hakabbalah was possible. But since by kabbalah we have a choice, we have an opportunity to do the kabbalah again, and we can ignore totally the first kabbalah, unlike halacha and unlike kmitza, which over there there's a din like the Gemara says daf tesvav to look at the halacha kamaisa, that is the ikah. Mashenki by Kabbalah, there's no din to say that we have to use the first Kabbalah. So we can ignore the first Kabbalah and look at the second Kabbalah. And even though the first Kabbalah was done by Psul and there was Be'emes Apostle Avodah, but we can ignore it totally and we can start again and make a new Ma'aseh Kabbalah. Masha'inkin, if we're going to say that the psul is chal in the korban, then there'll be no eitzah to go and be mekabel the dam again, since the korban already became posel. So says the stipler, Bal Koch, we have to say that avada, there's no psul chal in the korban, there's only a psul chal in the avoda, and this is the, which is mavur in our Gemara, that there's a chilul, it's a passage which is chal in the avoda, and therefore the nafkaminis, which we said before, but Be'emes has no psul chal in the korban, and he asks on the Mikdash Tovid, who's got sad to say nishtazi. Now getting back to the Ike Kasha of Ibkveige, why over here in the Sugya can we not use the klal of Rava, Kol Milsa the Ovid Achmona Leisavi, the Ovid Leimahani, why do we need new psukim to tell us that he's possible? So we said already the first tenets of Ibkveige, that the Ovid Leimahani will just be a reason to say that the Avodah wasn't done, but it won't be a passless, and therefore we need the psukim to tell us that it's a passless, and we said Nafkaminis. Now there's other Tirutzim given by the Achrenim, different Tirutzim in the Yisoid of the Ovid Leimahani, which is very Negea in the Klolim of the Ovid Leimahani. First, the Kveg himself answers another Teretz. In his second Teretz, he says that the Ovid Leimahani over here won't be enough, since Be'emes we find they are other Psulei Avoida, that even though the Teretz says they should not do the Avoida, but if they were Ovid B'Psul, the Halacha is the Avoida is kosher. The Moshul, a Cholol. The Gemara says in Kedushas HaMechvavim at base that a cholol, a kohen who is a cholol, he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza, he's not allowed to do the avodah. And afal pikein, we learn out of a pasuk, Baruch Hashem cheiloi, that im ovad loy chilin. So says the Bekvega, we do find other psule avodah that they have a kashrus, and the avodah, if they were over, the avodah is ksheira. And therefore, we cannot apply the klali Ovid Leimahani over here to psule avodah, since we can always learn out from cholol, telling us that even though he has a din of loy savid, still it's the Ovid Mehani, because we have a mefurish gzeis hakosuf, and therefore other psule avodah will always learn out from cholol. Bekvega asks later on in the sugyas, why do we not find mentioned bechlal that this psul cholol is different than any other psulim, and will make an afkamina for the kalvachimus? And the Gemara asks Pirchas, we never find anywhere the Gemara asks a Pircha of Cholol. The Chir Cholol is a Pircha, a Kasha on other Psule Avoida, which is Cholol is Bemis, a Lois Avid. He's not allowed to do the Avoida. And Afa Bikain is Im Ovad, Loi Chilil. Al Kapon, this is another Teretz Reb Kveger says, why over here we cannot apply the Klal of the Ovid Loi Mahani. Now another, you say this figure, Teretz in the Ovid Loi Mahani, is the Teretz HaKodesh here in the Sefer. He also asks Reb Kveger's Kasha, that why over here can we not apply the klali of Loi Mahani? And he is mefalpel and kamo ifanim to go and answer the teretz. And in the end, he says he is soid that by kodshim, maybe we cannot say the klali of Loi Mahani. Because by kodshim, we find that the fact that the Torah tells us to do it once, we find it's not enough to go and say that it's ma'akiv. We need by kodshim always the klali is shino hakosuv la'akiv. Only once the Torah repeats it and says the din again, then we know that the din is ma'akiv. But one time, if the Torah will tell us to do, then this din is we don't find that it's ma'akiv, only by shino akosov, then it's ma'akiv. So says the Taris HaKodesh, this could be a reason why Be'emes we cannot say the klal of Yehovah Loi Mahani, bichlal, by inyoni kodshim. Because by kodshim, since it goes with a different klal of shino akosov la'akiv, the fact that the Torah told us once, won't be enough. And therefore, even over here, we have an Issa of a Loi Savid, it won't be enough to tell us Loi Mahani, because we don't have a repetition of the Shino HaKosov La'akev, and it's a chidush to say, even in the case of a Loi Savid, even in a Loi Saseh, not just an Aseh, even in a case of a Loi Savid, like a Zohar, to do the Avodah, we need a Shino HaKosov La'akev, and we, without a Shino HaKosov La'akev, we will not have the Klali of Loi Mahani. And Be'emes, the same Yisoid, the Sha'ar Melech says, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perik Aleph, Halacha Hey, he also says that Bakotchim does not apply the Klal of Yehovah Loi Mahani, since Bakotchim works differently with the Klal of Shino HaKosov La'akif. Now, Be'emes, there's another Yesoid, which is very famous in the Yehovah Loi Mahani, everyone knows this from the Marit. Reb Kveger brings it down in Chilek Aleph, in Chuvas, Chilek Aleph, Simakuf Chav Tes. Reb Kveger says that someone who shechs a behemoth on Shabbos, why don't we say Yehovah Loi Mahani? To say that he shouldn't be over the Issa Shabbos, he over Le'mani, the Shechita, he didn't do anything wrong, because the Torah told him, don't do Shechita, and he over Le'mani, it's Kelu, he didn't do anything. Says the Kveger Yisoid, that we only, for the Marit, that we only say the Klal of the over Le'mani, only if through the Klal of Le'mani, this will gain, and will be Mesakin his Issa. He has a Avera, he's not allowed to do something. And if, to say by saying, that the Chalois, is not going to be chal, mamela he won't have any issa. If this is going to prevent him from being over the avera, we say that the Torah doesn't want the avera to be chal because kol mis d'aver chaman loy savid, you can't do it if this is going to be misaken issa. Mashenkin in a case where it won't gain anything by taking away the loy ma'ani, the moshel shchita on Shabbos, at the end of the day, the behemoth is dead. He killed the behemoth. So it's not going to help us anything by saying a loy ma'ani over there. We don't have the klal of Yavid loy ma'ani. Mainly over here, also we have to understand if we can apply the klal of Yavid loy ma'ani, because the avoida, enechanami, the avoida is not going to be kosher. But at the end of the day, the zar was over Issa. And even if he does an avoida ho'asura, it's also an avoida apsula, it's still called an avoida. And the avoida lemaisa, at the end of the day, he is over something, and he didn't, and he's going to be chayv misa for his avoida which he did. So by the fact, by making the avoida not bichal, and to say the avoida is not kosher, is not going to take away his issa of being over the avoida, of being over the avoida which he did. I mean, in this klal, you have to know if you can apply the klal of Yavalei Mahani according to that klal of Kveiga, that you only say Yavalei Mahani if you're going to be misakin the Issa. Or you have to know if you're going to be misakin the Issa, because there's still a Torah Avodah enough to be mechayv in Misa, even if the Avodah is not going to be chal. Another svara we find in the Bechil Michal Feinstein, his Shurim over here, printed later on, it after Zayin on the base, he says that according to what the Achrinim say, the Zichi Yitzchak is in Memvav, Epshleim Haiman, it says in the Chilek Aleph, in Ksovim Simem Memches, they say that the klal of Yavi Loi Mahani is only by Chalois HaOdom. A Chalois which the person himself does, like Kedushin, Gerushin, over there we find the klal of Yavi Loi Mahani. Mashenkin, in the case of a Shechita, they're also discussing a Shechita on Shabbos. In these cases, since the person himself is not making the Chalois, it's Chalois Mamela, which the person does through the Maisa Shechita, is Mamela Nishchat. It's not up to the person to go and make the chalois, and maybe can't make any tnoim, and there's other halachas which you can't do, since it's not chalois ha'odom, it's chalois ha'toyer. In this case, it does not apply the klal of Yavid loy mahani, and it's going to be chal, any case which the chalois is not chalois ha'odom. So it says here, Michal, that the chayah, by avoida in the Bais HaMikdash, also the avoida which is the chalois hechsha, is like a shechita. A person, the kohen, comes along and does the avoida. Then memela is chal. It's not chalois adam. A person can't make any tnoim in the kabbalas adam that he's going to be mekabel adam in certain tnai. And the chalois is a chalois atayir. So over here, if you go with this yisoid, that in a chalois atayir we cannot have the klal of yavel lemehani. Over here also would not apply yavel lemehani. And this is another tayir to be kveges kasha. But we mentioned a few other mahalchim to answer Reb Kveiga's kasha from Yavalei Mahani in our sugya. Moving further on, Omid, Tezayin, Omid Aleph, the Gemara says at the top, the Gemara is looking at the Kavachima of Tanu Ve'e Bishmol, says the Gemara, Male Balmum shkein osa boi koyiv kemakiv. Balmum has a mailer that the koyiv and the makiv, both of them have a psul mum, the koyan and the behema. Says the Gemara, Tomei Yuchiach, a Tomei is only on the person, on the makiv, but the behemah itself has no psul tumah. Says Rashi, why not? Why does the behemah not have? The maschil tomi yichiach. Shalei also boi koyev kemakiv. She'im behemah mekabeles tumah michaim. K'shein she'akoyen tomi michaim. A koyen can become tomi michaim. But a behemah cannot be mekabel tumah michaim. And therefore, it's loy also boi koyev kemakiv. Now the Veltatz Akasha, a very famous question, is asked over here on this klal, which Rashi learns up in the Gemara by us, that the behema is not mekabel tumah michayim. When he's alive, a behema cannot be mekabel tumah soichlin. Asks Rameh Arik, asks in Tal Torah, in the Zagoyes over here, so to Rameh Shapira, in his Truva Oy Ameh, Simem Mem Gimel, and the Biskirov, in Chidush HaGriz over here, they all ask that in Lechir we do find a place where a behema is mekabel tumah michayim. The Gemara says in Erevin, Tesvav and Medalef, from a Mishnah, beginning of Aulis, that if you make a behema a goylul lekeveh, if he's made into a goylul onto the kever, in this case, the behemah is makabel tumah. And Rashi's shita in Erevin is even in a case where the behemah afterwards was disconnected from the kever, he's still makabel tumah, tumas goylul. He has a tumas goylul, even though there's machlikas in Rehan and Rabbonon, where the behemah can be makabel tumas goylul, but according to the Rabbonon's makabel tumah, we paskin like this, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perik Vov Halacha Dalet, that a behemah is makabel tumas goylul. So l'chayr, how can we say that loy also be koyiv kemakiv because the behema is not mekabel tumah michayim? L'chayr, we find a tumah which he can have, which is a tumas goyl. The Oruch Lenebemis asks the same kasha, increases Daftes Vavam in the base. Over there also the Gemara says that Behemoth is on the Kabbal Tumah Michaim, and he asks also from Tumas Goylul, and he says a chidush that the Tumas Goylul is Behemoth not a Kabbalas Tumah. It's not a Kabbalas Tumas Oichlin, which the Behemoth is Makabal, a Tumah from the mace, but the Goylul is the Chefs of the Tumah, he's the Ava Tumah himself. He becoming a Goylul, this is the Matama, the Kelu, the mace itself is expanded, and he himself, by being a Goylul, he himself is the Tumah itself. He's not just a Mekabal Tumah. And therefore the Klal that he can't be Mekabal Tumah from someone else, this is Behemoth applies to Behemoth. He does not Mekabal Tumah Michaim. Even though he can have a Tumas Goylul, this is because the Shem Goylul can be Chal on him, and this itself is a Kabbal, is the Metamah, not a Kabbalas Tumah. But this is a Yisoid in Olas. There's other rayas to this Yisoid, whether the gedder of the Tumas Goylul, is it Behemoth a Kabbalas Tumah from the mace, or is it its own Tumah, the Shem Goylul itself is Tomei. Upon him, if we go with this Yisoid, this is the Teretz here also, that the Behemoth is Behemoth not Mekabal Tumah Michaim. The Biskirov in Chedusha agrees, he says a different pshat in Rashi Baros, what Rashi means that the Behemoth is not Mekabal Tumah Michaim. Says the Biskirov, that Behemoth could be that a Poshita Tumah, a Tumah which is Negea to Chulin, is Behemoth, yeah, a Kabbalas Tumah Michaim, like we find Tumas Goylul. Rashi means to say over here that there's a Behemoth a din of a Tumah which is Chal by Kodshim. There's Psule Tumah, which the Boso HaKodshim, it becomes Posel. There's Dine Tumah, which is by Kodshim. And Rashi is saying that the Din Tumah of Kodshim is Behemoth, not Mekabal Tumah Michaim. Even though there's Dine Tumah on the Koriv, but on the Makriv, on the Behemah, does not have a psul Tumah of Kodshim Michaim. Explains Biskirov that Behemoth, we have to understand, why is Behemah not Makabal Tumah Michaim? What is Behemoth the reason for this? Why is Behemah not Makabal Tumah? Says Biskirov, the Gemara says in Chulin, Tavkuf Chof Aleph from its base, that a Behemah after Shechita, even though he's still Mefacheses, and the halacha is, Harehu kechayo lechol dvareo, he has a din of a behemoth chayo, we look at him, he's still alive, but he's ready after shechita. And says the Gemara, since he's ready after shechita, this behemoth is mekabel tumah. Even though a behemoth, when he's alive, he's not mekabel tumah, a behemoth mefacheses, since he's after shechita, he's mekabel tumah. Says the Biskirov, we see from over here, the reason why a behemoth is not mekabel tumah michaim is not because he's still alive. And this itself, that he's alive, does not allow the Kabbalas Tumah to be Chal. Because over here, Mefacheses is also a Chayo. And Af HaPikein is Mekabal Tumah. Must be the reason why he cannot be Mekabal Tumah, is because he hasn't got a Turias Oichel. In order to be Mekabal, a Tumas Oichlin, he has to be a Oichel, he has to be a food. And a Behemah, before Shechita, he is not called a Oichel. Only after the Shechita, he can be called a Oichel to be Mekabal Tumas Oichlin. Memela, even though he's still alive, he has a locha of a chayo lechol devoreo, by being a mafacheses, afal pikein, since he's already after shechita, here it's already got shem oichel, and since he has a teiras oichel, we don't care if he's still alive, and the shem oichel is makabel tumah, because the whole problem is only that he didn't have a teiras oichel when he's alive. And then it says Mefurish like this in Toitzvus, Baba Kama Ein Zayin Omed Aleph, that the reason why Behemah is not Mekabal Tumah Michaim is because he has not got Hashem Oichel Michaim. So it says Biskirov that Behemah now by Kodshim, we have to understand, because the halacha is that even Eitzim and Levoino, which is things which are not, have not got Hashem Oichel, Afal Pikein, the halacha is by Kodshim, Eitzim and Levoino are Mekabal Tumah. The Gemara explains later on in Zvachim, Laflam Dalet, that the reason is because Chibas HaKodesh Machsharetom Loichel. Chibas HaKodesh, because he's Eitzim Alevino Kodosh, therefore through the Klal of Chibas HaKodesh, we look at anything which is not a Oichel, we give it a halacha of a Oichel. Mamela says Biskirov, if the only reason why a Behemah is not Mekabel Tumah Michaim, is like we explained, is only because he's not a Oichel, L'chari over here by Kodshim, this Behemah, since he's Kodesh, why is he different than Eitzim Alevino? Just like by Eitzim, we say the Eitzim, the wood, is Mekabal Tumah, even though he's not Oichel. But the Klal of Chibas HaKodesh tells us that Einu Oichel Ka Oichel. So too this Behemah, Michaim, he should have the Klal of Einu Oichel Ka Oichel, since he's a Behemah's Kodshim. Now the reason is, Because be'emes, by tuma of kodshim, there's a halacha that the tuma is only chal, only after misa. And kol oid, he's still alive, even though he can be mekabel tuma, a posh of the tuma, but the psul tuma of kodshim, he cannot have a psul tuma of kodshim if he's still alive. And this is like other psulim which we find in the Mishnah Meila, Chesamed Aleph, the Gemara says, Lagaber, other psulim kodshim, Lina, and Tvulyoim, only after the Shechita, these psulim are chal. So too, the psul tumah is also only chal after the Shechita, and Mamela Michayim, even though Chibas HaKadosh will tell us that he's the Oichel, but it won't help, because the psul tumah of kodshim will not apply on him, because his psul tumah can only be chal only after Shechita. Memela, this is what the chiluk in our Gemara says, the Gemara between a tomei and a balmum is also beikoriv kemakriv, masha'inkin a tomei is loy also beikoriv kemakriv, and explains Rashi that a behema is not mekabel tuma michayim. So says the Biskirov, Rashi doesn't mean to say the poshut klal that a behema is not mekabel tuma like a normal din, they call me mekabel tuma of a chulin michayim, because by goylol he can mekabel tuma. Rashi means to say that the psul tuma of kodshim, this does not apply michayim. Because if there would be a halacha that the psul tuma of kodshim, the psul of tuma, can be chal michayim, and the only reason why not is only because he's not oichel, then over here, chibes hakodesh should make him into oichel. Must be that the reason why he is not tomei michayim in the case where he's not a goydel, other cases where the behemah is not makabel tuma michayim, is because there's a din that the psul tuma of kodshim can only be chal after shechita, and he's not makabel tuma, means he's not makabel the psul tuma michayim, and memela chibes hakodesh won't help us to give him a tuma michayim, even though he's a oichel, because he can't, the psul tuma is only after shechita. And this is what the Gemara means, loy also be koriv kemakiv. This how Biskirov explains our Gemara with this Rashi. Now, be'emes, what the Biskirov took on, which we said is a Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Zayin, that the reason why Behema cannot be mekabel tuma michayim is only because he's not oichel. Be'emes Tosfos taka says like that in Baba Kama, but there's a Tosfos in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Ches Amad Aleph, the Ramaskel Behema. Tosfos over there says the other way. Tosfos says beforeish that a Behema which is alive, even if it doesn't need shechita, like a bempkur. A bempkur, the halacha is, if you shech the behima and you find the behima inside, a uber, and this behima goes, on it's hoylech al-gabe ha-karka, there's a din shechita mid-rabbonon, but otherwise there's no din shechita at all, and afa pikein, this bempkur is mavur in the Gemara, it's not mekabel tuma. Says Tosfos in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Ches, it's muchach, that the reason why a behemah cannot be mekabel tuma michayim is not because he's missing shechita and he's missing his toyas oichel, because he needs a shechita. The reason is because he's alive, and therefore ben pkur, since he's also alive, cannot be mekabel tuma, because there's a halacha that someone who's alive cannot be mekabel tuma michayim. According to this, of course, chibes hakodesh will never help us to help the kabbalas tuma bichal michayim, because even though chibes hakodesh can make a eino oichel to oichel, but he's still alive, and something which is alive, Chibes HaKodesh, will not apply to go and help him be Mekabel Tumah. Mamela Biskirov took on like Tosfos in Baba Kama Ayin Zayin to explain our Rashi also, that listen, there also be Koriv Kemakiv. Moving further on the Omid, there's Be'emes a few Chidushim in the Omid, Tezayin Omid Aleph, we find Chidushim in Hilchis Bomo, even though the Dinei Bomo are mentioned in the last Perik in the Masechta. Over here, there's proti dinim, the certain dinim, which we only find in our sugya, which is chidushim in Hilchus Bomo. We'll mention just a few of them. The first nukuda is the din, which is mentioned in our sugya, that a tomei, a koyin tomei, is osa lahakiv bebomo. The Gemara says, malayin, the Gemara makes in the pirchis, which ones are mutter in the bomo, and the Gemara says that a tomei is osa in the bomo. Be'emes later on in the Mishnah we find in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Man v'hanuysar v'hatomei shovim bozeh u'bozeh. There's a issa tuma even in a bomo also, in a bomo ketano. But Rashi explains that the psul tuma which we find over there is not referring to the psul tuma on the koyen hamakiv. It's referring to the issa of achilas kodshim betumas aguf. You're not allowed to eat kodshim betuma, and on that says the Mishnah, that zman v'hanuysar v'hatomei shovim bozeh u'bozeh, there's a issa tuma also by in the boma if to eat kodshim betumas aguf. But there's no mention in the Mishnah about a koyin be makiv betuma. Ben al gemoriz mefurish that even a kohen be makir betuma is also a issa in the bama. Tosfos later on in daf chav chesam at base the vamaschem istabria. He also says that the mishnah later on says tomei is referring to achilas kochim betumas aguf. But by MS, even the Kohen HaMakriv is also also lavid bebomo, like the Gemara's Mavur in Tezayin Amad Aleph. This is a din, which is only mentioned in our Gemara, that there's a Issa for the Kohen Tomei to be Makriv in the Bomo. By MS, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the last Pirik, in Kufiyat Gimel Amad Aleph, he explains that the word Tomei over there is not referring to Achilas Kodshim, but is referring to the Kohen HaMakriv, and the Rambam says that this is Mafurish be Gemara, that this is what Tomei means. The Tosis Yom Tov, in the last period, he asks on the Rambam, they didn't find this Gemara which says that the Tomei is referring to a Tomei HaMakriv, and not like Rashi who says that the Tomei is referring to Achilas Kochim Betumas Haguf. It says Rebbe Kiveiga from the Birkas HaZevach that the Rambam means our Gemara. It doesn't mean the Gemara later on. There's no Gemara mentioned later on in the last period about the Gedder of the Tumor which is mentioned in the Mishnah. But the Rambam means in our Gemara is Mavua that a Kohen HaMakriv Betumah is Osa Babomo, and this is the Mishnah which the Rambam learns means Hatomei Shovim Bozeh Bozeh, that a Kohen HaMakriv is also in the Boma Ketano. Rashi Be'emes Ba'os also quotes the Mishnah later on in Kuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, which is Mashma, the Rashi learns that this is included in the Klal that Hatomei is also Babomo Ketano. Now Be'emes, we can ask, the Chidushei Horioh, in Nida Mem Amud Beis, he says Bipshitus that a bomo b'shas heta abomos, just like a zor is allowed to be makiv on a bomo, so too other psulim also. And he mentions one of the psulim. He says a tomei is also allowed to be makiv on a bomo, just like a yisrael is allowed to be makiv even though he's not a kohen. The gemara says later on in kihun b'bomo, there's no dini kohuna in a bomo. Says the chedusha ro that so too a tomei is allowed to be makiv on a bomo. And be'emes is a pella. L'chayyid is a neged al mufurish gemara that the gemara says a kohen hatomei is worse than a zor and he's not allowed to be makiv in the bomo. And be'emes the mishnah lemelech in hilchos kom pesach perik aleph halacha gimel also does not make any mention of al gemara. Over there he's mesupik. He brings down the machlokes which we mentioned, the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, how to learn the word tomei later on in the gemara in kuf yud gimel amad aleph, and he says that Rashi explains that the Tomei is referring to Achilas Kochim Betumas Aguf, and the Rambam is the one who learns that it's going on the Kohen HaTomei. Says the Mishnah Melech that according to Rashi, we have to know what does Rashi hold Benegea, a Kohen Tomei, to be Makriv on the Bomo. And he says, L'chayim Yisvara should be Mutter, just like we find the Zohar, Yisrael is allowed to be Makriv on the Bomo. L'chayim Huadin HaTomei should be allowed to be Makriv on the Bomo Ketano. And he says that the Rambam is the one who learns like Mishnah that is going on the Kohen HaMakriv. Mashiach, according to Rashi, it's Mistabah, it should be Mutter. And the Bekveger on the Gilean of the Mishnah Lemelech in the Cheskom and Pesach asks that the Chiris Tomua is Neged our Gemara. The Gemara says Mefurish that Atomei is Loi Huta Baba Mektano. The Chiris is very Shveh on the Mishnah Lemelech. And we said even the Rishonim, the Chidush Eroh in Nida, also says Bipshitas that Atomei is like a Zor and Atomei is allowed to be Makriv on a Boma. Says the Dvar Avrom, a Chidush. In Chile Gimel Siman Aleph is Yud, that Be'emes, one can say that this Shaila, whether Tomei is Mutter to be Makriv on a Bomo or not, will depend on the two Mandomim in our Sugya, Levi and Tonad Ve'er Bishmol. Levi says that the Makur of a Zohar that is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdosh is learnt out the same Posuk from a Tomei is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdosh. It says in Posuk, V'yinozru Mikotche B'nei Yisrael, says Levi, that V'inozru Mikotche is referring to the Tmeim, and B'nei Yisrael V'lei Chalalu. This is also a din that Chazar is Mechalel Avoida, is learnt out from this Pasuk of V'inozru, and not just the Issa, not just the Chilel Avoida, also the Issa is learnt out from the Pasuk of V'inozru. Mashen came Tonud V'ei Bishmol, he has a different Mekoy for the Azhara, and the Chilel he learns out from the Kavul Chayma. So it says that V'avro, maybe it's Be'emes Choluk, totally different, the Psul Zorus according to Levi, then according to Tanav Yerushalmi. Since according to Levi, the Zor and the Tomei is learnt out from the same Pasuk, therefore just like we find that the Psul Zorus is Mutter and the Bama, there's in Kihun Baboma, this is Muskim, that a Yisrael is allowed to work, is allowed to be Oved on a Bama Ketano, Memela, it's in this parasha, is only said in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the pasuk of Inozru Mikotche Bnei Yisrael V'Leichalelu, which is referring to Zorim, is only on the Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore only Avodas HaMikdosh is also to the Zorim, and so too, since the Tomei is in the same pasuk, is also only Avodas of Tmeim is only in the Beis HaMikdosh. So just like the Zor is Mutter to be Oved on the Boma, so too a Tomei is allowed to be Mutter on the Boma, according to Levi. Our Gemara, which says Bipshitas, that a Tomei is also to be Makiv on the Boma, is only according to Tanavir Bishmol. He holds that the Makur of Zorius is from somewhere else. And on that has horror, and on this din chilul, there's a loch of in kiun beboma. The din of kahuna is not, does not apply by boma, and even Yisrael can be makiv on the boma. Mash in kain, the psul tuma, which is from the pasuk of inozru mikotche bnei Yisrael v'leichalelu, which is referring to a tome, this bemis applies even to a boma also. Because there's no, the zor is allowed to work on a, is not allowed to work on a Beis HaMikdosh, but he's allowed to work on a boma. Mash in kain a tome, he's also to go and work on a bomb also. It's a din in mitzad the tumah. He's mechayev that this tumah is not like a zor. And there's no reason to go and say that the tumah should be like a zor from the same pasuk. Because according to Tanuvim Shmuel, by Mrs. Tupsukim. Mashiach, according to Levi, it's the same pasuk. So says the Dvar Avraham that our whole Gemara, which is Mavur, that a Tommy is not allowed to be Oved on a Boma, is only according to Shittas Tanavir Bishmol. He holds that Tommy is not allowed to be Makiv on a Boma. And in Chanami, according to Tanavir Bishmol, this could be the Pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, which says that Tommy, Shovin Bozer or Bozer, is going on the Kohen HaMakiv. Mashiach, according to Levi, who holds that the Pasuk of Inozru includes also a Zar, and the Zor we know is in Kiyum Beboma. Mamela who had in Tomei, who is in the same Pasuk of the Zor, has the same dinim of the Zor. And in the Pasuk only refers to the Beis HaMikdosh. Mashegin Akun Tanav Eib Shmol, whose Zor is from a different Pasuk, then the Pasuk of Tomei, it applies Bein Beis HaMikdosh and Bein Beboma, and therefore the Gemara took on that Tomei is also Beboma, but says the Dvar Avraham Be'emes, this could be a machlekes between Levi and Tanav Eib Shmol. A big chidush, even though there's a Mefurish Gemara over here which says that the Kohen HaMakiv is Tomei, is also Beboma, says that the Avraham, maybe according to Levi, it's not like this, and this will answer the Chiddush Ha'ira in Nida Memam Dveis, who says that according to Levi, Akoponim will go, that he holds the Elatim HaMakiv on a bomb. Another Alocha, which we see in our Sugya, which we mentioned, is that Azor Akoponim is Mutter Beboma. This is Mefusha Mishnah, in Kiyum Beboma. Rashi says by us, at the end of the Vamaschil Hochigalsino Malatzad, that besides being in the Mishnah, Mefurish, that a Koyan is no din Koyan on the Boma, ain Kiyun Baboma, says Rashi, Ukroi Nami Muchacha, Begidoin, Umanoyach, Ushmuel, Shekivu Baboma. We find three times in the Psukim that the Yisraelim, Levim, not Koyanim, they were Makiv on the Boma. Says Rashi, this is a Raya telling us that the din kahuna, it does not apply to boma, because we find a gidoin and manoyach and shmuel, they were makiv on a boma, and they're not koyanim. Must be that there's no din kahuna in a boma. The kohen ur in daf chof kuf chof amid aleph, so to do the dvar avraham also, which we mentioned above in ois dalad in ha'ara, then matmiya on Rashi, they ask, is Rashi is very shver, that Rashi brings these rayas from gidoin, manoyach and shmuel, to tell us this halacha that in kiyum beboma, because the chayyah, if we're looking for raya's from the psukim, there'll be no raya from them to prove this point that there's no din kahuna in the boma, because gidoin is be'emes. The gemara says later on, and the gemara is mavurin tmur daf chof ches amid beis, that gidoin was b'shas issa habomis. Those kufis later on we'll learn in the last perik. There's kufis in klal yisrael zevozeh. When it was mutter to be makiv on a boma, and when it was also to be makiv on a boma. Gidoin was the zman when it was b'shas isa habomis. The reason why Gidoin was makiv b'chutz was b'hiras shah. He had a permission of hiras shah, like the Gemara says in Tmur Chav Chesam et Beis. So therefore, to bring a raya from Gidoin that there's no kahuna in a boma, because the whole hakrova was done by isa. If we go with normal gedorim, then Gidoin was done by isa. It was b'shas isa habomis. Elomai was a Yoras Shah, so therefore maybe the Yoras Shah was for Gidoin, even though he's a Zor, even though he wasn't a Kohen, and the Oilam Kiyun is Yebeboma. So the Chir Rashi is very shver why he brings the Rai from Gidoin. So too, the Rai which Rashi brings from Manoyach is also dependent on the Machlokes later on in Ashichet Vamaila in Kuf Chesam at the base, and the Gemara who holds that Pshas Shiloh, those Issa Bomois, then Bakochach the Gemara says even Bamanuach was also a Yiras Shah. The Gemara says a Yiras Shah Hisa. The Gemara also has no Raya from Manoach to go and prove this point that there's a Issa, there's no Issa for a Kohen in a Bama. L'chayre from Shmuel HaKaponim, which Rashi brings, l'chayre that was a Raya because Shmuel HaKaponim wasn't Bishas Issa HaBoma Issa. Shmuel's Medina. Memela l'chir from Shmuel is a raya that Shmuel is b'shas that there's no din of kuhuna in a bomber. But the MS even from Shmuel also is not poshet because the Yishalmi says in Megillah Perik Aleph in the beginning of Alochi Yud Beis that the three averis which were mutter by the akrova of Shmuel, which Shmuel's makir b'chutz, the three averis. First of all, it was huva oirei, it was a korban oila and huva oirei. Second of all, it was a korban which was b'chutz's man. Third of all, which is in the Ge'at to our Gemara, the Yishalmi says that Shmuel, there was a problem since Levi Hoya. Since he was a Levi. Says the Yishalmi that since Shmuel was a Levi, Memela, there had to be a Yoras Shah which was matter, this Akrova of Shmuel. Now, Be'emes, it's very fair to understand. We know that Alocha is, which has Heta Abomois, that there's no Din Kohuna, and therefore Yisrael can also be Makriv. What should be the problem of Shmuel since he was a Levi? How can it be worse off than Yisrael? The Levi and the Yisrael are the same. They both have a psul zar. The reason why someone is a zar is someone who is einu mizera ayin akoyanim. There's no difference whether he's a Levi or he's a Yisrael. Just like Yisrael is allowed to be makiv, why should a Levi not allowed to be makiv? The Zeche Yitzchok in Chelek Aleph Simon Memches, he asks, why should a Levi posel be more posel than the Bomo? And he tries to explain why there should be a psul of a Levi even though a zar should be mutter. And Be'emes we find Mefurish in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, in Shabbei Simirish Yud Ches, from the Meram Rotenberg, that the Meram Be'emes says Mefurish, that even though a Kohen is allowed to, it has to be Makiv in the Beis HaMikdosh, and a Yisrael is allowed to be Makiv on the Bomo, this is only a Yisrael, but a Levi is not allowed to be Makiv on the Bomo. And explains the Meram Rotenberg, the reason is, because even though Mitzad, the Psul of Zor, a Levi is not worse off than a Yisrael, but there's a separate halacha that a Levi is not allowed to do avodas kohen. There's a halacha the Gemara says in Erechin Daf Yud Ches. There's a halacha of a Levi is not allowed to do avodas kohen, and this issa for a Levi to do avodas kohen was not mutter bebama, even though there's issa of Zorus, and the issa of Zorus is mutter bebama, but the issa which a Levi has to do avodas kohen is not mutter bebama, and this is what the Yishalmi says. That there was a heter by Shmuel, even though he was a Levi, he's still allowed to go and do avoda of a kohen b'bama. Memela, according to this tad, which is in Fushin Yishalmi, Lameram Rotubik explains that there's a issa b'shas issa abomis, b'shas, even b'shas heter abomis. There's a issa for a Levi to do the avoda, because even though there's a heter on the Zorus, but there's still a issa for the avoda as kohen to be done through a Levi is not mutter b'bama, as Shmuel was a Yoras Shah, Memela, weiter there's no Raya from Shmuel. Because Rashi says that Shmuel is makiv on the Bama, but Shmuel was a Levi, and the Levi is also doing makiv on the Bama. And the only reason why it was mutter was a Yoras Shah, Memela, there's no Raya from Shmuel. Al Koponim, from Gidon and Amanoach is definitely Shveh, like the Keren Uri and Dvaram ask, how can Rashi prove anything from them if it was a Yoras Shah? And Shmuel also is Shveh, according to the Yishalmi Megillah, big Chiddush, that the Levi is not allowed to go and be Ovid on a Boma, even though there's no din of a Zor, and a Zor is allowed to go and be Ovid on a Boma, but Levi is worse off than in Yisrael, because he has a separate Issa to do Avidas Kohen, like the Gemara says in Erechin, that few dollars from its base. Moving further on, the Gemara says, Mishal Shei Oma, Asya Kavuchimah Miyoshiv. The Makor to tell us that Zor is Mechalel L'Avida, is learnt out from the Kavuchimah from Yoshiv. Ma Yoshiv she'uichel im avad chilil. A Yoshiv can eat kodshim when he's sitting down. And his avad chilil, zor she'ein oichel ein edin she'im avad chilil. Toisves in Dovah Maschilu, Ma Yoshiv she'uichel says that the Yoshiv, which the Gemara says, is allowed to eat kodshim when he's sitting down, is referring to Muram mikodshim u'b'chor. These are kodshim kalim, which a kohen is allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, and therefore he can eat them sitting down also. The Shitta explains in Sivkot Nchof that Toisves means to say that kotchi kotchim, which is only eaten in the Azorah, that locha is eini shiva ba Azorah el malchir beistovid bilvad, like Tosis explains later in the Maschim Yoshiv, and therefore, since there's a klal that you're not allowed to sit in the Azorah, only malchir beistovid are allowed to, mamele kotchi kotchim, which is eaten in the Azorah, over there there's the issi yeshiva, The Gemara can't say on that, my Yoshev Sha'ichel, because Ba'emes is also for Yoshev, because he's not allowed to sit in the Azor. So says Tosfos, we're discussing only Kochi Kalim, which is eaten in Yerushalayim over there, the Yoshev is allowed to sit down. Memes, the Beryl, Soloveitchik, and Shuri agreed, so too the Aviezri, and Hilchos Beis Abchira, Peyuk Zayin, they ask, Al-Khira, Yisidus Tigashayla, on Tosfos and other Yishonim, who say, that over here, the Yoshev Sha'ichel has to be referring to Kochim Kalim, not to Kochi Kochim, because by Kochi Kochim, there's a problem of the yeshiva, because you're not allowed to sit down in the Azor. So ask Reberl and Rev Shach, they ask on Tosfos. Now, look, you have to understand, what is Tosfos Kasha? Let's say, Bemis, we're talking about Kochi Kochim. The reason why the Gemara says, my Yoshev Sha'ichel, does not mean to say that he's allowed to sit down to eat Kochim. The Gemara just means that mitzad, the sitting down, mitzad the yeshiva, there's no problem for him to eat kochim. If this person is anyway sitting down, let's say someone forced him to sit down, they tied him down, he can't get up. Now, there's no din that because he's sitting down, he's not allowed to eat kochim. There's no halocha, mitzad achilas kochim, that has to be done by amida, that can't be done by yeshiva. Mameida l'chaya, even by kochi kochim, where he's l'chitchili, he's not allowed to sit down. But he still, we can apply the kavuchim of the Gemara, Umayoshev Sha'ichel, a Yoshev, as someone who's sitting, is allowed to eat kochim. He's granted this person allowed to sit down. But he's allowed to eat kochim if he's already sitting, or if he's over the Issa of Yeshiva Bazara, there's no problem it's at the Yeshiva that he's not allowed to eat kochim. Mashenkin Azor is not allowed to eat kochim, he has an Issa to eat kochim. So of course it's still a kavuchima, even by kochi kochim. A yoishev, mitzad the psul yeshiva, he's allowed to eat kochim. And in mavad chilel, so when kol shikin azar, she'enu oichel, where the etzem being azar, he's not a kohen, does not allow him to eat kochim, einu din, she'en mavad chilel. So what is Tosfos Kasha to say that by kochi kochim, he's not allowed to sit down? Memela, he starts to be talking about kochi kochim kalim. The kavuchim of the Gemara does not make a difference whether it's kochi kochim or whether it's kochim kalim. The we have to say that Tosfos is kasha is only from the lashon of the Gemara, which the Gemara says bepshitus my yoshev she'ichel, which is mashma. This is what happens. A yoshev is allowed to eat. On that Tosfos says you should know that a kochi kochim, which is in the Azora, he is not allowed to sit down. But the yoshev she'ichel in the kavuchim of the Gemara will apply to kochi kochim just like to kochim kalim. Al kaponim in Tosfos is mavua achidish lemaisa that Tosfos holds that achilas kochim, which is done in Azor, kochi kochim, behemes a kohen is not allowed to sit down and he has to eat the behemes kochim. He has to eat standing up, and the only yoshev is only by kochim kalim. The piskei Tosfos in Soita in Ois Yud, he says that achilas kochi kochim was done by amida. This is like our Tosfos who says the heter of yeshiva is only the malchi beis David. And only by kochim kalim in Yerushalayim, he'll have to sit down. But in the Azorah, by kochim kochim, he'll have to stand when he eats the behemoth. But the Shittim Kubetzes, he says the Teretz, that behemoth, we're talking about kochim kochim also. And the halacha is, even for kochim kochim, which is in the Azorah, he's allowed to sit down, because it's the klal of in Yeshiva by Azorah, lemalcha bis David, does not apply over here. Says the Shittim, the reason is, because over here, it's a tzirich korban. And he explains, because there's a din lemoshcha, the klal is that you have to eat korban lemoshcha l'gdula, k'derech shamelochim oichlin, and a part of eating like a melech will be to sit down, and therefore there's a tzirich korban, there's a heter for him to sit down in Azorah, even by kochi kochim. And the piskei atosfos by us in Zvochim says that kochi kochim you're allowed to eat in Azorah since it's a tzirich korban. This is like the Shittim Mekubetzes says by us, not like our tosfos, which is mavur, that's tafke kochim kalim, and not kochi kochim. The Meloyerim already points out on his Aorus and the Piskei HaTosfos by us that this is not like our Tosfos, that Tosfos does not allow the Kohanim to sit down in Azorah to eat kochim. Now so too we find the Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Chof Hei Omed Aleph. Tosfos also says like the Shitta by us that even Achilas Kochi Kochim, which is in Azorah, there's no Issa Yeshiva. Tosfos over there says two Tirutzim, which the Shitta by us says in one teretz together, Tosfos over there splits up into two. And Tosfos has two different reasons. First of all, because it's a tzirich korban, because through the achila of the kochim, which the kohenim do, bailim miskaprim, therefore it's a tzirich korban, this allows the kohenim to sit down during the achila. And second of all, says Tosfos, Zayinami mishum lemoshcha ligdula. There's a reason that achila itself has to be done keder shamelochim oichlin, and the shita baras puts it all together in one. Tosfos over there says two tirutzim. Hakapanu have a machlikus yishenim whether achilas kochim in the Azara was allowed to be done by yeshiva, or even on achilas kochim there was a halacha of any yeshiva elo lemalchi beistavid bilvad. Now one has to say, point out that Tosfos says later on in the end of the Maschil miyoshev. Tosfos says by the Agor that could be the whole Issa yeshiva in the Azara is only midrabanon. It's not even Issa min Torah. According to this tzad in Tosfos that it's only Issa midrabanon, then of course avada in our sugya which are handling a dini deraisa yeshiv shoichel, of course there'll be a din you're allowed to sit down b'shas achilas kotrim if it's only midrabanon. But the ma'aser yoyv yishenim take on that it's Issa midina. Al kaponim the loshlan gemara in Sanhedrin. Kuf Aleph on Mitbeis is mashman ayat. The Gemara says, Gmiri ain yeshiva ba'azor, ain elo malchir b'istovit b'zvad. The Lashon of Gmiri is normally a halacha l'mishim Sinai, telling us this halacha, and it's not just a dinder abono. Rashi in Yuma, Daf Chafir Med Aleph, which you quoted before, Rashi says the Makoy of the Issa is from Lamed L'Shoris. Even though it's a chiddush, even though Lamed L'Shoris is the Makoy of Avoida, of doing Avoida ba'amida, Rashi brings this posuk to tell us that it's Issa Yeshiva in Azorah, and Akoponim is Mashman, it's a Dereisa Diga Alocha, not like the Tzad in Tosis, that's only Midra Abonon. The Mishnah Melech, Nechus Bisabchir, and Peik Zayin Alocha Vov, is already Mayrich, is this Issa Dereisa, and is this the Abonon? Akoponim, if it's only Issa Dereabonon, like the Tzad in Tosis by the Agor, then our Tosis does not apply, Bechlal, because in our Kavuchema, which we're dealing with Dine Dereisa, is of course referring to Dinim, which is in the Pasuk in the Torah, not to Dini the Rabbonon, and therefore you're allowed to be sit down for any Achilas Kodshim. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is also Mavur, that's in the Torah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs are Sei Chof Aleph. And the Rambam is Mashma, that the Din of Eini Shiva Ba'azorah is included in the Aser of Meir Mikdosh. The reason why you're not to sit down in the Azorah is Midinim of Meir Mikdosh, one of the Halachas is that you're not to sit down in the Azorah only in the Malchah Beis Dovid. This is also the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Bisabchir, Peyuk Zayin Halacha Vav. Also, the Rambam puts it together with other halachas of Meir Mikdosh. Says in Hilchos Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes, even though the Rambam holds that the reason why you ought to sit down in the Azorah is because of the Dini of Meir Mikdosh, but this Issa is only in the Azorah, even though in Har Arbayis is also halachas of Meir Mikdosh. But this din of yeshiva, to sit down, this darga, which chapters the Meir Mikdosh, is only in the Azorah and not in the Har Arbayis. Al Kaponim, these are rules we shouldn't take on, that's Issa min HaTorah, either from Lamed L'Shoris or from Halachim Mishim Sinai, the Rambam is Mashma Issa of Meir Mikdosh. Tosfos Baras has a tzad, the Mechudish Liga tzad, that it's only Midra Abonon. And we said also there's Machlekes Rishonim, whether Achilas Kodshim in Nazara was allowed to be done by Yeshiva or only by Amida. Chiddush, Tosfos Baras holds, like the Piska Tosfos in Saita, the Achilas Kodshim in Nazara was done by Amida, and all the behemoths which the Kohenim ate, the Chatois, and the Kochikochim was only done by Amida and was not allowed to be done by Yeshiva. Another Marimokim on Tosfos, he blamed Malin as a shtickel in Chilek Aleph, Simin Yutes. Another Mahalach to go Mimazbe, why Achilas Kochim should be Mutter in the Azorah, like even by Kochikochim, like the Shittim Kubetzes, that it's not Dafka Din in Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.